God's word. How many knows that God's word, I was thinking about, I read the Bible back, me and Teresa did before we got saved. We started having this desire to read the Bible and not really go to church, but we thought, well, we need to go to church, but we read the Bible lost, and we're not getting a lick of understanding out of it. Praise God. I mean, we just, you know, every night, smoke a joint, read the Bible, but you know what? That word was doing something.
Yeah.
It was absolutely doing something.
Yes,
we didn't even realize why we was doing it. We thought, man, we're smoking pot, man. You know, we're getting stoned every night, man. Get the Bible right before we go to sleep. You know, we need God. We need something, you know. But you know what? After we got born again, the word began to make sense to me. Why? I was born of the Spirit of God. The Bible says flesh receiveth not the things of God, but the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of God in us that brings light from God's word into our life, praise God. And how many knows whenever, Psalms 107 and verse, give me that, Zach, that one of Psalms 107. It says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Don't you notice that? He sent his word and healed them and delivered them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's my story.
He sent his word.
Amen.
His word brings deliverance.
Amen.
His word heals.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I was thinking about today, I was thinking, thank you, God, for your word. Because, you know, the pressure's been turned up on the body of Christ, the church, businesses, and everything else for over a year. Just been really, you know, turned up. Hallelujah. But I thought about it. I told God, I said, and I was telling a fella, you can't just share when you prosper with everybody. They get upset and mad at you, you know, because they're broke and they can't rejoice with you.
Right, right.
But that the rejoicing with somebody when you ain't blessed, when you ain't seeing things, rejoicing with the ones that does and saying, God, I'm next. Praise God, they're blessed. Praise God.
Right.
You know, see, even doing that, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness.
Yes.
When somebody's blessed, praise the Lord for his goodness to them. That's what I'm talking about, one thing. And that's a key to more for us. But I was thinking about how God's word began to transform my life as I got in the word. That's why the enemy, I mean, he don't want you reading the Bible.
Right.
He don't. He wants you to catch a Facebook scripture, you know, and take somebody else's manna. But I'm telling you, when you get in God's word personally yourself, I mean, that's like a sacrifice, really. You're a living sacrifice. You're putting time aside to get in God's word, to read God's word. And God don't, he takes that and he honors that.
Amen.
And you know, I was thinking about, I was telling that fella, you know, now I've been believing God to be debt free for years, you know, but I'm not one, you know, because the Bible says, I'm not one to just do it for a few days, you know. I mean, if I want breakthroughs from the Bible, I'll put it on my refrigerator. I'll put it on my mirror going down the road. I'll get me preaching messages on what I'm believing God for and all of that stuff. Why? Because he sent his word, healed me, and delivered me from death.
Hallelujah.
And delivered me from sickness. And delivered me, and you delivered us. He sent his word. Now, you know, he sent Jesus. That was, you talking about Jesus.
Right.
This was prophesying the coming of Jesus. He was the word made flesh, the Bible says in John 1. He was the word made flesh and dwelt among us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't separate Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't separate them. They're one.
Right.
They're in total union. The Holy Spirit's in total union, and the Holy Spirit is in total union with us when we are word-minded people.
Right.
When we are God-minded, let me say it that way. To be word-minded is to be God-minded.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just the way it is, you know. If you're word-minded, renew your mind to God's word. And you know what? Today, I mean, I used to think, I'm just a Weston. But I quit being a Weston when I got born again. Now, that's still my last name and all of that. And so I had to identify with the Word. You see what I'm saying? And that Word's fixing to heal me from being a Weston. I'm not against Westons. I'm glad of my heritage and my dad. And don't get me wrong what I'm saying. You know? But there wasn't no supernatural power about the Weston. See, the supernatural power came in my life when I yielded to the Lord Jesus that morning. When I yielded to the Word. When I yielded to the Holy Spirit that morning. Praise God. And I said, God, if you're really real, you know, help me.
Amen.
And I mean, He was right there waiting on me to do, say that. He was right there. The Word was right there waiting on me. And bam, the Word came in. The resurrection power came in till I got up off of my knees and I thought, what happened to me? I didn't want to die no more. Didn't want to commit suicide no more. You know, I mean, it was just all of that oppression. Why? He sent His Word and healed me and delivered me from my destruction. And that was way before I was born or you was born. But what I'm getting at here, see, there's liberty. There's freedom in God's Word when we embrace God's Word. Whether it's in our marriage, I got a good marriage.
Hallelujah.
Bless Him, Lord.
And Teresa's about to line up with me. She's back under. I'll charge her for this one, praise God. Now, we're in union with each other and with the Word. And the more we become one with the Word of God individually, the more that we come in union with one another. Why? Because we're one with God. The more one a man and a woman comes with the Word, with God, the more that they'll become one together. Because He knits us together.
Yeah.
And so I was telling that fella, I was telling that brother, his brother-in-law, and he was kind of talking about famine's coming, famine's coming, famine's coming. And I looked at him and I said, but God's God.
Right.
Let famine come. I didn't go and say that because I'm thinking I'm not going to get that seed in me. Praise God. If famine does come, I'm going to be a Joseph.
Right.
We're going to be Josephs.
Right.
He's going to give us wisdom. We're going to lay up. If it's famine's come, God's not dumb. God's smart. So I thought, I'm not going to eat that seed right now. I'm not going to eat that. Praise God, I've been redeemed. Hallelujah. Redeemed from the curse of the law. Redeemed from famine. Redeemed. Hallelujah. We're the redeemed of the Lord. And the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
See how light comes, just that scripture,
right,
in light of like, gloom and doom, and you said, say so, I'm going to say so.
Amen.
Right.
I told him, I said, well, you know, things got bad there, praise God. I said, when COVID started, and they started doing the lockdowns and all that stuff, and praise God, and I said, fear tried to grip me, you know, oh man, shut down this and shut down that, and it's going to be financing my house and my vehicle, all that. I said, I shut all that off. I said, because I read in Deuteronomy 28 that I'm blessed going in. But it don't matter what happens in the natural realm. It does matter, but it don't matter concerning my heart and my life and all of that. I'm going to believe I'm redeemed. Hallelujah. Because the Word has brought liberty in that area to me. It set me free from fear of not having enough. Fear of losing my house. Fear of losing my car. Fear of not having enough. Fear of losing my job. Well, if one job don't open up, God will open up something else.
That's right.
See, and I based that thinking on Romans 8:28. For we know that God works all things together for the good of those that love Him.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
So I told him, I said, I told the Lord, I said, and I made a declaration to the world system. How many of us, we're in this world, but we're not in it. We need to function in this world and work and to work with our hands and everything we set our hands to do will be blessed. And we need to work, but we need to work for the Lord even in what we're doing. We need to believe God in what we're doing. It's called being stewardship. Because this world needs to see balanced, functioning, in love with God people on the job. In love with God, people in Walmart. In love with God, people in the drug. In love with God, people. They need to see that because we are the light of this world. We're not a candle lit, sit on a hill, not under a bushel to be hid. All of that, you know, two checks bounced, told you about all that. We got to deal with life, friend. You know, we got to deal with it. We got to deal with it with God's wisdom and all that. And I went through a little bit with those checks. And see, you know, and I told the Lord, I said, thank you, Lord. I stood in the bank and I said, you can't break me with $5,000. Now, it used to, I'd be like, good, God, this $5,000 ticking me under.
Right.
But I stood there with the boat. And going back to what I said, I'm not bragging on the money. Money don't really mean much to me.
Right.
But God, I'd have my wallet throw $100. I burned a $100 bill one time. I burned it.
Man.
I went and got me a lighter and I talked to it. And I held it up and I said, you listen to your master.
Amen.
Right.
I lit that $100 bill.
Yeah.
I burned it. I said, you don't own me and you never will own me. And I got that out of God's word. You can't serve two masters. That give me light. That wanted to master me. I wouldn't have knew that had I not read that scripture in the Bible. See, there's freedom in God's word. We can't look at it as a bunch of yoke and bondage. It's just a bunch of rules, laws. You're not under grace then. But when you get over in the faith side and in the grace side, and you take God's word and you say, God's word is not to destroy me. God's word is bringing me higher. It's bringing me out.
Hallelujah.
So I told that guy, I made a declaration to the world and to money and everything else when all of that started. I said, I will prosper in COVID.
Yeah.
I prospered through it. But God, I'm still prospering. The doors ain't big. I'm still prospering, even though the doors ain't coming. Donnie, money just come. Money coming, yeah. Coming to me. Jobs, services. Went in the other day and told a dude, he said, I just want a new door. I looked at that door and I said, listen, man, I can give you a price on a door, but it's going to be 5 months before I can get you a door. 5 months? I said, yeah. I said, I can rebuild that one for $350. Well, let's rebuild it. I had all the stuff on the truck, me and Travis, just an hour and a half. Boom, there it was.
Amen.
Didn't know we're going to make it. We just going, checking, looking, trying to line. But you know what? God's faithful.
Amen.
That's God's faithfulness. Hallelujah.
That's right.
But God's word. And I was telling that fellow, talking to that brother, I'm trying to encourage him. You know, praise God. I mean, if I've went through and I've suffered loss and I get around somebody that's got something, but God, they ain't lost nothing, don't get mad at them. Get glad with them. Get on, say, hey, man, give me a coattail. What are you doing? What are you doing? How'd you do it? What'd you do? And I guarantee you, they'll say, well, I kept my eyes off of what was going on, and I kept my mind on the Word of God, and I kept my mouth off of all my trouble, but God, and I believed God, and I praised God all the way through it. And God came through, and everybody else, he wasn't being able to meet their needs. Hallelujah. See, God's Word has to be first say over your situation and final authority. Final.
Right.
Going down the road in my heartbeat. I said, shut up. Well, I know Mark Circus a couple years ago. Right?
Yeah.
He's wanting to talk to me. Now some boy, you better go to the doctor, you might die. Oh, I'm going to heaven. Don't worry about it. Thank God. I've told the devil, I said, you might as well shut up. You're not going to get my mind on my heart. It's on my inner man. My heart's having a lot of it with my inner man. It went, poof, gone. I ain't had nothing since.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I mean, those fear caused you to have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Put you in a panic mode. Put you in a panic mode. You don't panic. We ain't got no trouble. All we do is keep our faith in God.
Hallelujah.
My marriage wasn't good. I got a good marriage. Bless God, I got a good marriage. My finances wasn't good. Whoop, I'm in pretty good shape. Pretty good.
Bless
the Lord. Sold my little BMW today. Told friends, I said, I said, is that a bear drove it a couple of times? I didn't need to sell it. Didn't need to sell it. And I'd go up there and my shop kind of sweats, you know, and the seats have got mold or leather, you know. And so I thought, man, I need to get that thing out of here, man. Better off parked outside. So I told Teresa, I said, you drove that thing one time this year. I said, we need to sell it. Anyhow, I went on, you know, and I said, I'm going to get it out, clean it up. And I was thinking, man, you know, I'll sell it for a couple of thousand. I ain't got the 900 in it, somewhere like that, you know. I thought a couple of grand, you know, bust a thousand right quick, you know. But you know what? Some people, oh, God, I got to sell this because, I mean, yeah, I need the money bad. No, you ain't going to get nothing from God like that.
Right.
You walk around broke, don't know what you're going to do with confidence, and everybody's like, boy, they got money over there. There are people over there. They got money. They just don't know how broke you are. You're just headed that way. Come on, somebody. That's what faith does.
Yeah.
Faith stands right in the middle of that adversity and says, bless God, my God will supply all of my needs. And everybody thinks you just got everything going on and you're about to lose everything. Nobody ever knows it till after it's all said and done, dust settled, and you don't lose nothing.
Yeah.
Why? Because that person has based their belief system on the Word of God. And they're confident that God will back up what that Word says if they will stand on that Word and keep consecrated with that Word. Keep on thinking in line with God's Word. And don't get discouraged. Yes, you can have it. He done helped you have it. Been talking about the Holy Spirit. Fasting. I'm thinking about first of the week we're going to go on a church fast. We ain't gonna find out how long Johnny done because I'd have to be challenged to get the Johnny fast going, man. And some of us would lose some weight according to the way he looked.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But fasting is good. It quiets the soul part of us. Our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. It quiets the soul part to where we're in touch with the spirit man. We get more in touch with the spirit, man. And then when you pray, you're more effective. When you read the word, your receptors are more clear to receive from the Lord. It'll cause you to start learning the voice of the Holy Spirit, your voice and the devil's voice. There's three voices. Fasting's really a good thing. It's really, really a good thing. Hallelujah. And like Sandy said, the Holy Spirit helps us. We can't do it in ourselves.
Right.
Shoot, every time I go to fast, I'm thinking, I'm going to that restaurant. I'm going to get me 30 eggs over medium, a slice of ham, boy, and three biscuits. I could eat that. I could eat that for supper. Man, you think I can't eat breakfast for supper? I like it. But you know what? The Holy Spirit helps us to discipline ourselves, hallelujah, to where we're submitting ourselves to God. The Bible says, submit ourselves therefore unto God. Resist sickness. Resist the devil. Sickness is of the devil. Resist poverty. It has to go. Resist oppression. Resist poverty.
Amen.
Submit ourselves therefore to the Word of God. We're submitting to the Lord, Lordship of God, hallelujah. You know, I was thinking about these times when I don't want to tithe. And I think that flesh. Mm-hmm. It's just the flesh, man. What are you, stupid man, and trained you all these years? What I begin to realize is the good thing about tithing is that it helps keep you humble.
Yes.
Right.
It helps keep you humble. It helps keep you humble towards the Lord. It helps keep your flesh out of control and your spirit man in control.
Amen.
You say, well, I mean, that's an extra $80-$100 a month I could have to pay on the bill. You won't. It'll get robbed somewhere, I'm telling you.
Right.
You'll just have a fleeting thought all of a sudden, let God, let's go to the river. And it costs you $100 to go to the river now. Have you noticed that? You have to get a cooler and you have to get a 12-pack of drinks and you have to get some hot dogs and you got to get a grill and you ain't got no charcoal. And I mean, then, God forbid, we don't go down there without snacks. I mean, the time we end up with us, it cost me $80 to go on a little fishing trip.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But you know what? I got a bunch of them. I want them out and go on fishing trip.
Right.
The Bible says those that honor God, see, now it's bringing light to us. If we honor God, He honors us.
Hallelujah.
That brings light to me. that if I honor God with my finances, or I honor God fasting, or I honor God, you know, humble myself and praying and all of that, that He honors that. He shows up with the anointing, with the increase. See, don't ever think, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. That's the devil. I know what you're going to do. Believe God. It's real simple. Clarifies everything. Throws everything out on the table and says, here it is, God. I'm casting all my care over on you right now in the name of Jesus, and because you care for me. Bringing light there. Why would you want to worry if God's got it?
Right?
Why don't you want to sweat it if God's got it? Well, I don't want to give it to God. Put it in. Close your eyes. Imagine His hands coming down and put whatever it is in His hands. And imagine Him shutting His hands and taking them back up. And then don't ever take it up again. Leave it with Him. Your bills, your marriage, your past, your future.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Anyhow, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I told Teresa, I said, I thought up there $2,500. What?
I've been looking at them little BMWs. The cheapest one I can find right now is $4,700, and it ain't in good shape.
I said, 47, huh? That's a well. I said, okay. So I go clean it up, and I said, well, I want 55 then. Everybody else thought it looked very stupid. It's all went on Facebook. Shoo! Gone. Two or three called up, one out of Georgia. Didn't call me out of Arab. And none of them set up a time or nothing, you know. And dude got Arab. He says, I'll come. I'll be there. I said, I wasn't going to show it on Sunday. You know, I take a nap after church, you know. Man, I ain't got time for that garbage. I'm resting. You know, then I got to come back and practice, you know. And so anyways, I thought, oh, well. I thought, well, man, I mean, you know, you might make somebody of it. Shut up. Whoever's going to get this BMW, they wait on it. Don't pressure me, devil, but God, I'll give it to somebody. Pressure me without a giving away. The BMW don't own me. I own it.
Right.
See, your car, your stuff don't own you.
Right.
You own it.
Right.
You can do whatever the Lord tells you to do with it. That flesh might squirm a little, but I'm telling you what He tells and telling you to do something, He got something better for you. That's just the way He is. Give and it shall be given, the Bible says. Well, anyhow, the dude shows up. I done made up my mind, you know, man, I'm going to take $5,000 for it. Had her all cleaned up. He pulled up our him, you know, old couple. Oh, yeah, these are the ones I want right here. They done got money packed back in the wallet. I mean, they ain't got to go borrow nothing. These people right here are going to pay me. Yeah. And they already up there in age. They don't know what they're looking for.
Right.
They already know. They wanted a BMW, a red one, a convertible. Didn't want one of the electric top, and I had it. I'm the only one had it. I've had it for 2 years. Now, what am I saying? See, back yonder, God had yesterday in mind, or whatever it was.
Right.
Whenever He's lining that blessing up for me a couple of years ago,
right.
I got a major deal in that thing. Got it for $500. Had to put a fuel pump, some tires on it, and a nice little radio. And shoot, Teresa and the grandkids enjoyed it, cruising the streets and all of that. Well, I got up there, and I told him, I said, yeah, I said, listen, tagged on there, insurance on there. I said, the fuel hand works, we're going to tank the fuel. I said, y'all just drive it to Florida. He looked at me and he said, nah, Florida is not in my prayer, boy. He goes, he's getting over the car, man. I said, what I mean by that, I said, just drive it as long as you want to. Just, you know, just go on. Just drive it as long as you want to. They gone for just a little while. And I was going to go take them with mud, and here they come. I thought they'd be gone a while, and they wouldn't. They come back, and they turn around, back it in there, and they get out, and I go over there, sit on the block wall, go over there, you know, and I'm sitting there, and he comes over there, and wait, they sitting there, and he's looking at the car, and he's studying about it, about what to say.
Right.
He said, well, would you take $5,000? I said, baby. And he said, well, would you take a check? And I said, yeah, only from you. Bank was closed, Monday. Paid me $5,000 for that old ride.
Amen.
Well, you know what? I felt good. I thought, God, you just scored. Teresa's going to have to tithe $500. $500, God. Yes, sir, God, she's going to tithe. I know that woman. She tithes on dune buggies. She tithes. I told her, tithe on the dune buggy. You tithe it on back under, way back under. She said, I can tell you right now, the blessing is going to be on my dune buggy. I thought, well, but God, I ain't tithing. Mine was $2,800. That's $280, man. You know, man, I ain't got the money. I'd have to come up with some money to tithe on. I didn't tithe on mine, Johnny. And you know what? We go off in them pits up there riding, but God, and you know what? You know whose Volkswagen turns up first? Mine. Every time I turn around, I'm into breaking an axle, blowing wheel cylinders and all that. And there hers is over there. I'm about to tore up. And I told her, I said, hey, daddy, you want to drive yours? Her had the tractor brake and all on it. And, you know, where you lock down one wheel and turn and all that stuff, good stuff, you know. And so I told her, I said, let me try yours out. Now you're breaking everything. She said, I told you you're supposed to tithe on that dune buggy. I tithe on mine. Ain't nothing going to care for my buggy. Look, God, she'll get you, man. Really, that's a true story. And I'd be like, well, listen, don't rub it in my face, man. You know, I already know I feel bad about it already. Ain't nothing I do about it. We're out in the desert here. Man, we're in the coal mines up there. Don't preach to me out here. I'm trying to enjoy myself. So I get on her buggy. And I thought, I'll break axle on it. Man, I go out through there climbing them hills, boy, climbing them hills, spinning around, jumping over, boom, come back down. Y'all move, I don't know where I'm going to hit at. Boom, you know, spin around, never could break nothing. That was one of the best Volkswagens we had. Well, bless God, as soon as I got some money, I tithed on mine. I thought, bless God, hers is just blessed going in. Blessed going. Well, she had lied on it, Johnny, that she's got insurance on hers. She going to tithe on that buggy. She going to tithe on that buggy. Yeah. Buy a car, you got to pay tithe. I'm like, oh, God, that's $350. $350. Now I told God, I said, yes, God, my $5,000, I got my little truck up for sale. And I thought, well, you know, I'll sell it $35, maybe $45. Travis, he said, I would take a penny less than $5,000 for that truck. I thought, well, everybody up shooting the bird crazy, why not me? $6,000. I thought, bless God, the blessings on this. I said, hey, Lord. I said, you got $500 coming when you get that check, Timmy. Yeah, baby, I'm on time. I'm not a dumb guy, man. I used to be dumb. 27, didn't honor God. I mean, no matter. I worked three jobs and I was still broke. I really did. I mean, had dreams and wanted nice stuff and just couldn't seem to get it. Oh, I'm down there in the basement getting stoned. Wishing I had something better. Other than marijuana. That's the only thing I had going on, really. But you know what, praise God? See, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. See, y'all don't get upset if you're sitting here and you ain't got no money. Y'all out there in La La Land. Y'all out there in Facebook Land. See, how can you hear without a preacher?
That's right. Come on.
How can they preach unless they've been sent? And if they've been sent and you're called, then you got to love that Bible. You got to love it even if it slices your toes off. If it cuts the soles off of you still got to love that Bible. Love it, Bible. Just go around saying, God, I love your word, but God, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I love my enemies because your word cut me up one time, praise God. Now I don't have no enemies, Lord. I can pray for them that were my enemies now and get them healed of cancer and all kinds of stuff.
Come on. Hallelujah.
He said he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Not just one. Right. Destructions. How many of those destructions is waiting to happen to you?
Right.
Call that dude up on that second check, Johnny. They wouldn't run that check again. Well, I went down there to the bank and I was going to determine whether I stayed at that bank or I went to another bank based on what they'd be to tell me. So I walked in there and I said, they didn't know why I'm asking. They don't know why I'm asking what I'm asking. I asked questions. Let me know. If you don't ask nothing, you don't know.
Right?
Right? You don't ask, you just don't know. So I go in there and I said, I've got a question for you. I said, you're not going to run this other check. Well, this second check's bounced on that one account. Now, the other one's pending my money back in there if they run in. I made sure at that bank that the money was in there to cover that. So they won't run the other one. So I go in there before I go down and deal with the issue. I go in there and I ask them, I said, let me ask you something. You put a hold on that $30-something check for a week or however long it was. I said, is that your choice or the system's? And she just looked at me. I said, did you put a hold on it or is it the system that does it? And she said, it's the system. I thought you just saved yourself a guy here. Because if they put a hold on it, they could have undone it, sent the bank over there, my money could have been here quicker, and they did it on purpose with their fingers, then I was switching banks right then. I was going to draw all of my savings money out, all of my money out of that bank, because you don't do that to me. But it wasn't. So then it called the dude up. Well, we'll get you another check. I said, no, that's not a good thing right there. I said, the best thing for you to do is get me cash. I said, and mail me the other money that you owe me on the other stuff. The check's bouncing and all that other stuff. Yeah. Well, I don't have access to that account. I said, okay, buddy. Hung up on him. So I go down there to the little woman. It's her banking account. And so I tell her, I said, well, the best thing for you to do is get me cash. I got to go to Onion tomorrow. I said, I'll be around. I ain't going nowhere. See, now that sounds like that is being pushy. And that, no, the Bible says the hand of the diligent will bear rue. The lazy, the ones that I ain't going to put up with it. I can't fight. Now the Bible says fight the good fight of faith. Stay in faith. Don't get ugly, but handle your affairs prompt. Right. Pay your bills prompt. If you owe somebody, pay them. Right. If you don't see how you can, believe God.
Right.
A good name. I don't want this church. That fake way bunch over. If you ever loan them any money, you won't never get it back. They're a bunch of liars. I don't want that reputation around here.
Right.
Come on.
I want the reputation over there. They honor God, buddy. And if they say something or borrow something, if I borrow your stuff and that, now we're getting, I'm getting up in your business now. Wish I hadn't had to go there. Had somebody borrow a tractor from me one time on Bush Hall. I said, sure. Use my tractor, go Bush Hall. Called me up 3 days later. Hey, you can go pick your tractor up over at my house. And I'm like, well, I didn't carry it over there. You can't go. But I didn't say nothing. I said, okay. So I get over there, and that's flat on it. And so I thought, that's not good. So I picked up the phone, and I said, hey, man, I got a flat on my tractor. Oh, yeah, I hate that, man. Just go ahead and get it, though. You can go ahead and get it. I said, are you serious, man? And I thought, oh, I'm just going to be a godly pastor. Okay, man, it ain't no problem. Yeah, just borrow it anytime you want to. Just, I'm a dog. Just run over me. I said, I'm going to get it, but you won't never get nothing else from me. Black God, if I borrow your car and blow it up, I'm going to put you another motor in it. Right. If I blow out tires on your vehicle, I'm going to fix your vehicle. I mean, this is godly character out of us.
Right.
That we need to do what is right in the sight of the Lord, praise God. And that's why I got plenty of tractors and all kinds of stuff. And if I have a flat, I got the money, baby. See, God blesses. See, we can't be walking love in faith and do people wrong and think we're loving God.
Right.
Because if we can't love people, we're not loving God.
Right.
Because the only way we can love people is to love God. And if we love God, we're going to love, we're going to prefer others before ourselves. That's just the fruit that's going to come forth. This word causes fruit. It causes fruit in our life. It causes us to want to prosper. It causes us to want to be healed. It causes us to want to be in right standing with God. We didn't want it before we got saved. That's why Satan don't want us in the Word. No, don't get in the Word. Don't get in the Word. You'll just be defeated. You'll just be defeated. You're a Christian. You're going to heaven. But why live in hell on earth? When the Bible says we can have, we can live heaven on earth. Does that mean we don't have troubles? No. Give me that about the Rich Young River, Mark 10. I believe we want it. And when he was gone forth, this is Jesus, into the way, there came one running and kneeled to Jesus, and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God." Go ahead. "Thou knowest the commandment." They asked him, how do I get saved here? How do I? He said, "Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and the mother." And this guy answered and said unto Jesus, "Master, all these things have I observed from my youth." Go ahead. Then Jesus beholding him, what? Remember this, right here. This stuck out to me this evening. He said, Jesus looked at the guy and he loved him. So Jesus is fixing to say some things to the guy because he loves him.
Right.
He said he loved him and said to him, "One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatever thou hast, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come take up the cross and follow me." And he was sad at that saying. He was sad at the word.
Yeah.
You hear what he said? He was sad at the word. A lot of folk don't embrace the word, and they stumble at the word. I just can't believe God. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. Stumbling at the word, see? I just can't tithe. God understands my heart. No, you're stumbling at the word now. Understand, you're stumbling at the word.
Yeah.
That word is not to make you broker. That word is to bring you out. That word that says, "By Jesus' stripes I'm healed," is not to make me feel bad. It's to bring me out of that sickness.
Right.
See, but I can stumble at that word. Well, God, I know the doctors can't figure it out. Nobody knows. I'm smarter than the Chevrolet place, homie.
Come on.
I'm a mechanic. I'm a master. Master mechanic.
Come on.
Just because you've done it all your life. No! The Bible says I have an unction. I have an anointing from the Holy One, and I know all things. See, you've got to believe that.
Right. Amen. Come on.
The Holy Ghost called me. The Chevrolet place would love to have me.
Bless the Lord.
To be a mechanic.
Yeah.
Called the Holy, but they don't know I'm not that smart, but the Holy Spirit knows. He built that engine. Man didn't come up with that. Man didn't come up with cars and all that stuff. God did. All this wisdom in this earth, planes, trains, cars, everything come out of God. It came out of God, and man had a thought, man had a dream, and all of that, and built us cars, and thank God I don't have to ride a donkey to church.
That's right.
I'd way rather drive. I could run 60, and it would take a donkey 2 hours to get down here. We're more blessed than Jesus then was.
Yeah.
That's right, donkey. Couldn't imagine us. Some of us ain't going to church. And he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. See, the possessions had the guy.
Yeah.
He had great, he went away sad. I just can't tithe. I think, Lord knows I can't afford it. Lord knows I can't give an extra car away. I might need it. My other one might break down. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we don't just do things without the Lord. We're led by the Holy Spirit. Those that are led by the Holy Spirit, these are the sons of God. You know, we're led by the Holy Spirit, what we do. Here, go ahead. Go ahead, Dad. And Jesus looked round about and said unto his disciples, how hardly it is that they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God. And the disciples were astonished. Why was they astonished at those words? Because they had money. They were businessmen. They had ships and things that they left to follow Jesus. They wasn't broke. They had money. And so they were astonished at that. If everybody was broke, they'd be like, that's just the way it is. Don't you imagine they'd be like, yeah, Jesus, them rich people are dumb anyhow. But no, they were astonished at his saying. But Jesus answered again and said to them, children, how hard is it for them that what? To enter into the kingdom of God. See, if I can't honor God, then I'm not really trusting him. I'm trusting what I got. I'm trusting what I got to take care of me and all that. And the Bible plainly says not to put our trust in uncertain riches. And so what we're doing when we start doing that, we are becoming stewards over an abundance that we ain't got yet, that God's going to bring into our possession and we will handle his affairs with. See, if I come to Johnny and I say, Johnny, hold this $200 for me, buddy. Could you hang on to it for me? Johnny goes out there and he sees a car stereo that he's been wanting a long time. And he just, well, you know, Brother Scott, he won't care, you know, I'm going to buy my car stereo. And he'll understand, spend my $200. I come to Johnny and I said, well, Johnny, man, I could use that money. Johnny, I've been wanting this radio for a long time. And I mean, I come across it, I just don't come across those. You know what? I'm not giving Johnny nothing back. I'll go on, I'll forgive Johnny. I'll move on, but Johnny ain't going to handle nothing to mine again.
Right.
Well, that's the way it is with God. I mean, that's exactly the way it is with God now. See, Tim, and we're working with little Aubrey. Sold the baby, and I give Tracy the money, and she took out the tithe money. And because I told her, I said, I'm going to give this BMW to you and Grandma. I didn't mean that they can have the money if we sell it. What I meant is that y'all can drive it, you know. I mean, y'all can drive it. That was my intention, you know, Johnny. And so then Grandma told her. I done told her one time, Papa, I'm going to sell it.
No, you ain't going to sell. That's mine and Grandma's. That's mine and Grandma's.
Well, then Tracy said, well, I'm going to give him some money out of it. So she got some money and not just one bill, she broke it down. You got to give them a bunch, ones or whatever you're going to give them. They think you got a bunch. You give them one big bill, well, they cry. You didn't give me nothing. No, it's $100. You see the 100? That's 100. They only see one. And so I told her, I said, now, baby, you're going to have to give Jesus one. She told old one in church. She said, Papa, that's my money now. It's my choice on that, Papa. I'm keeping all my money. I said, well, baby, I said, you know what? I'm not going to get on to her and make her, you know, I'm a teacher. It took God a long time to get me to fly about some stuff.
Right.
And he didn't just kick me out.
Right.
Thank God. So I told her on the way to church, I said, hey, baby, you know what Papa does whenever Jesus gives Papa money? Why? I said, I give Jesus his part first.
Well, Papa, it's my choice. It's my money.
I said, well, hey, I said, you know what? What about this? I said, I'm not Jesus. How about giving me one?
Papa, I said, what you going to do with all that money? I'm going to buy me this and a bunch of toys and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, that's the way some of us grown-ups are.
Right.
God, we just can't do it. We got to have lawnmowers, and we got to have, you know, washers and dryers, and well, I got to have an extra truck. You know, God, maybe next trip. Maybe next time I get some money, you give me some of my tithe. Maybe you don't get my gun next time. Maybe by the sweat of your brow. That probably ain't going to be the blessing. Now, I'm not trying to get on to you about tithing. I know all of y'all tithe. I don't keep up with it, so I'm assuming that. If you ain't, well, this is for you. I don't ask if everybody tithes. I never ask. I don't. I don't get into that affair because it's not going to affect me up here. I just assume all of y'all tithe. If you don't, start tithing to me, and I'll give it to Jesus. I'll make sure he gets in. And then we call it twice sown seed. I'm just going on about that. There's no scripture about that. He says, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. Go ahead, Jack. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure. I can just imagine it. If everybody's got money around me and Jesus said that, I'd be like, oh my God. Ain't no, we all going to hell. We got money, man. We got riches. We got camels. We got, you know, we got boats. They may have sold their boats. You don't tell what they did. They may have sold them. You don't say they burn them. They did something with them. Jesus told me to follow him. I didn't get rid of my house. I kept living in it. Follow him where? I can't see him. But they were astonished out of me, saying among them, who can be saved? Give me the next, Zach. Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Then Peter began to say to him, Lord, we have left all. They did. They left their jobs, and they did. He told them to follow me. I'm going to make you fishers of men. And they did. And we do too today. I mean, we give our life to Jesus. We say, Lord, we're going to take up the cross and follow you. You know, and we do. Serving God, working, building our family, building our lives, working on our future, believing God for great things. That's the same way these dudes did. And he said, begin to say to him, we've left all and have followed thee. Go ahead, Zach. Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you that there is no man that has left house, brothers, sisters, father, mother, wife, children, lands for my sake or the gospel. In other words, what he's saying here, there's nobody that's put me first.
Right.
Put me first in their money. Put me first. Listen, I'm the man of my house. Now, me and Teresa talk and get along, but I'm the guy that makes the choices. And I'm not just sitting out here, I'll say it too. Now, my wife's smarter than me. Not according to God. Come on, man, get you thinking up here like it's supposed to be.
Right.
You're the one got the power to get your family healed. You're the one got the power to run off the devils. You're the one got the power to fast and seek the Lord and be under the anointing, to be the man of that house, to make the decision that God's going to give you wisdom.
Right.
I mean, Teresa can't handle the pressure that I handle. Not supposed to.
Right.
I bet you told me one time, if I was the pastor of that church, I'd shut it down, sell that building. Travis has said it too. Boy, if I get in stone. Dad puts up a lot of stuff down there. Well, he sees everything, Johnny. He sees everything. He sees the business and this and home and he sees it all. He don't see what you see me for an hour and a half here. And hear a little bit, and I make it funny, but it ain't funny. I make it sound funny. Well, it's funny for us, but when somebody else is squirming.
Yeah, you'll be okay. Believe God, believe God.
But boy, when you get squeezed, help, help, I know y'all praying for me. Don't you pray for me, pray for me. He said, but he shall receive 100-fold. That means me and you today, we honor God. We put God first. We put God's word first, say, and final authority in the things concerning our lives. And we make a commitment to do that and honor God through honoring that word, honoring him through the word. Praise God. He takes note and he said that But you shall receive 100-fold. Somebody say 100 times more than what I give up.
Hallelujah. 100-fold.
100-fold of your sacrifice. He said he would receive 100-fold now in this time. Houses. Somebody say houses.
Houses.
Brethren, sisters, I don't want too many more. I got 17, 14 living. And mothers, my word was full of them. And children and land. Somebody say land.
Land.
He said, I mean, look here. You're looking at a couple right here that was, I went to the bank and I got all kind of pull at that bank, man. In Indiana. And I thought, well, I can go down there. But God, I mean, I can help them get a house. You know, and it was just a cheap house. And because of the way things turned out before he got saved and all of that stuff, I couldn't even get it done. I'm like, man, it's bad. This is bad. Well, year after year after year, especially that one. That one's okay. He's working on it. He's good now. Keep your tongue off my house. House is coming. House coming. I hear every now. Yep, we're gonna get a house. Yep, we're gonna get year after year. Turn down after turn down. Turn down after turn down. Nothing working out. Ain't nothing. Looking bad. Got to move out. Blah blah blah. It went on and on. And you know what they do? Closing out Thursday. Ooh, 3 acres.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen.
They were challenged not to hang on, just like all of us. We all go through, and when things ain't working out, we want to go to, you know, Gilding, if we're not careful, you know, trying to figure it out, trying to survive. We all going to go there. Every one of us are going to go through that small porthole there to where we determine either God is God and our dreams are God, and we ain't turning loose, or we just don't give up. And bless God, I'm telling you, the ones that's born again, those things sharpen them. Those, they hang on to the Word. They go deeper in the Word. They fast. And my body ain't going to tell me I'm not going to feel good at 60. My sister was telling me the other day, she said, are you going to retire? I said, no, what? Sit in the living room. She said, how? I can't see that. I said, I just can't see. You know, sleeping to lunch every day. And I mean, good Lord, I take a 2-hour nap. I feel like I've been drunk for a week. I sleep too long. I don't feel good. I don't know if anybody else like that or not. I tell Teresa, set the clock for 30 minutes. That's all I want. 30 minutes. Give me 30 minutes. I sleep 30 minutes. I feel like I've drank some go juice. 30 minutes, I'm up again. Woo, let's go. But we're anointed, see? I mean, listen, Elijah outrun chariots of horses, man, under the anointing. Hallelujah. We bear up under the anointing of God when we're being people of the Word. We're just like this guy right here. He went away grieved and sad because he couldn't figure out how he could go down to nothing in his life. They told me when I got saved, a lot of preachers, they're broke, went under, they're not even preaching anymore today. They told me you signed up for poverty. And I said, what? What do you mean signed up for poverty? Well, preachers are just, they're just supposed to be rich spiritually towards the Lord, you know, and just, you know, you won't never have nothing because God's people tithe. What they mean is they go try to get an offer from them, they get $8. It took them 20 to get there. Offer is $8. Because people's tight, boy. I mean, you work two jobs, you're a preacher. Well, I learned not to put my trust in people.
Amen.
I learned that that's not what I was called to do, to go preach for money.
Right.
You know? Well, all of them done went under, and I'm still standing, bless God.
Amen.
I told the preacher the other day, I said, I'll tell you what, y'all need to get together down there, y'all do. And I need a raise for all the stuff I put up with down there. She said, whatever, you ain't get no raise. I said, well, it ain't up to you. I'm going to see Sandy. I'm going to bypass you. You don't have no compassion on me, girl. I'm going to see Sandy. She'll talk to God.
Amen.
I don't want to raise them. I'm just going on with it. I'm just messing with it, praise the Lord. I actually give her my money. She works more than I do for the ministry. She runs and gets all that toilet paper you Well, anyhow, it's all. You enjoy? If it's left up to me, we'll go back to good old days and get some corn cobs. Man, it's free, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Y'all rough it. We'd be roughing it for Jesus around here. Praise God, yeah, literally. Praise God. I save all that money, boy. I ain't spending none of that toilet paper. I tell her, don't get that soft stuff that costs more. Get that other, they won't waste as much of it in there. Hallelujah, praise God. But listen, stay on the word. There's light in the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. The Bible says, give me that last one, and I'm going to close. It's in Psalms, I believe. Yeah. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, for sinneth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight, this is my point, but his delight is in the word of the Lord. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Look what happens to him in verse 3. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Amen.
That's a word rooted and grounded and embracer and endured person up there. Black God, you won't never be dry.
Hallelujah.
You'll be like a tree planted by rivers of water. Out of your innermost being, you'll will flow rivers of living water. You'll draw out of the wells. You'll say, God, and you'll say, yes. I told the Lord on this truck, we'll see if it pans out. I told the Lord on this truck, I said, okay, Lord, let's do it like the Beam. Let's do it like at BMW, Lord. The first one that comes, Lord. Let the first one that comes, Lord, and it bring me cash. Drive that thing to Florida if you want to. And then come back and pay me. You know, let it be sweet like that. Well, that guy, this first guy, he called me, please. I thought, man, this is urgent. So I called the dude. He said, man, don't sell that truck till I get up there. He said, they thought I went to go look at 2 or 3. My son's 16 years old. He thinks, and I went there and I told him all about the truck. He said, now you ain't going to sell it, are you? I said, no, sir, I'm not going. That truck, as far as I'm concerned, belongs to you. I said, that doesn't matter. I said, I'm fit to go to church. I said, I'll give my address and leave the keys in it. I can trust you, can't I? You just come on, check that truck out, and then I'll deal with you later. Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. I mean, just don't sell it before I get there. I said, well, I won't. He said, I'll be there about 5:30 tomorrow evening. I said, okay, just bring $5,000 with you. I tell them, bring the money, man. Don't come down here without that money. Right? If you don't know what you want, you ain't going to bring no money. If you know what you want, my God, I got what you want. I got you a good deal here. Just bring the money with you. Show me you're serious. I'm going to tell him, let me hold half of it while you drive it. I ain't going to tell him that. Praise God. But I'm bold enough to, but God, if you really want to give me $2,000, y'all go drive it. Told that little old man, I said, listen, man, I said, I'm going to leave some insurance on that BMW. I got full coverage on it. I said, you can't get it on the insurance day. I said, in case she gets a wild hair over there. Little BMW. It'll go. I think it'll go now. I left. I shouldn't have broke the law, I'm telling y'all. Travis BMW about halfway home, and I left it down under, and I thought, I feel it. I'm up for kicking 100, man. I'm up, I can see them coming up fast. I'm like, oh yeah, oh yeah. And I get up there and I'm looking around. I'm like, vroom, vroom. Ooh, Trace ain't in here. It feels good. Ooh, I got a high man on that. I really did. Now I wouldn't have fed him in a state trooper, boy. You'd have seen me smoking some tires. He knew it right off. Fuck you. You ever do that? She's jacked up. You better off just let off and don't get on the brakes. They don't notice nothing. Hallelujah. Tell you how to break the law. Woo! Told Travis one time, I said, don't be racing out there and go to Bailington. You'll race, man. You know I'm a 16-year-old. I wouldn't race for nothing, Dad. I can go down there and still show you tires that I bought laying on that bridge down yonder. Locust Fork, where he's smoking and crossing. Lighting up the old valley. Found that out there, he got married. He didn't tell us right then. He didn't do nothing, I told him. Hallelujah. He's got something coming up. They're going to be better than him. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. There's light in God's word. Meditate on that. God, your word will illuminate me and set me free from fear and from doubt and unbelief, praise God, and timidity and all of that stuff. Because I believe we're coming on a time where you will see a boldness on the body of Christ against sickness, against the devil, against even the government trying to go against biblical rights. They'll go be boiled in oil. They'll be put in lion's dens. Praise God. They believe what they believe, and they go. You got them walking out right now and counting the mandate, the airlines, 3,000. Y'all go, boys! We behind them. I'm praying for them. Oh, Lord, let them put you first. Let them put you first, Lord, like this right here, God. No man that does it God's way. They got a freedom to be free from. I can do what I want to do, praise God. You know, I either do or I don't, praise God. If I choose not to, we don't live in a dictator world here.
Right,
praise God. Hallelujah. We're free. Amen.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Father, we